technology that disrupted our lives in 2009. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. New technology often brings about a kind of disruption or a sudden change to the way we live our lives, work, and play. What was the most disruptive tech this year? Wired.com writer Ryan Singel has a few nominations, starting with Google.
They're now powering our cell phones. They're about to come out with an operating system. They've created applications that let us edit documents online and create, you know, the equivalent of PowerPoint presentations. So they've created a kind of a layer of technologies that you can use one to get to the other and get to the other, and you know, eventually everything you're using is Google-like in the way that Microsoft used to be that dominant.
Apple has built a certain dominance with its App Store for mobile devices. The Android App Store is gaining momentum as well. Mobile App Stores, then, as another disruptive technology.
For a long time, carriers didn't like outside developers getting access to their, you know, what they considered their customers or their phones. And it was a really difficult project to get a game on your cell phone. So if you had a, you know, a Motorola or Razr, there was, you know, only a few games you could get on it and only a few that you could buy because the just developers had to jump through so many hoops. And Apple and then after that Google figured out that opening up the cell phones turned the phones into something that everybody just wanted, because you could do so much and you could do much more than the device itself could have imagined or the device makers could have imagined.
And then there's the Federal Communications Commission under President Obama. Singel says the new FCC is stirring the pot with a new focus and a new speed.
So when Apple blocked an application from Google for its iPhone, the FCC stepped in a week, sent a letter and asked him to explain kind of what was going on. And so all of a sudden we have AT&T and Apple and Google all writing letters to the FCC, kind of shining a light on processes that, you know, before were just left to the company, kind of like let the free market ride. And the FCC is kind of stepping in saying, we want to know what's going on. We want more information. And that kind of action makes the market clearer for everyone. They're also hard at work on the broadband plan. They're talking about taking back spectrum from TV and giving it to the mobile phone carriers because, you know, increasingly that's where people are getting their information from.
And increasingly, people are getting their information in almost real time from sources such as Twitter. The real-time web is our final disruptive technology of 2009.
There's a constant stream of information hitting the web now, and the people are looking for information much faster. So, for instance, Twitter. People look to Twitter to figure out, you know, when a story has broken or what's the immediate reaction to you know, Michael Jackson dying. What are people saying and thinking? Twitter says they want to eventually become the pulse of the planet. And so these feeds are really hard for people to keep up with because there's just so much information coming. But search engines are starting to look at these as ways to surface interesting information. And so we saw a race between Google and Microsoft's Bing and Yahoo to include sort of updates from Twitter and Facebook. And so you're starting to see this show up on the front page of search results.
Ryan Singel is a reporter for Wired. You can read his work on the Epicenter blog at wired.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.